You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, happy Monday from the Dom and Jeremy show at Denver's Mix 100, where it is time for us to deliver a trending report. The Lakers are the NBA world champions 1 year after the season started. This season started a year ago, and it just now wrapped up in six games. The Lakers win. LeBron is the MVP.
Is anyone surprised? We were talking about this last week and the week before. Like, it's just going to happen. Just plan on it.
Yeah.
And boom, done.
Yeah, it's done.
Did you watch it?
No.
Did today.
I also didn't watch any football this weekend. Well, for one thing, there wasn't a Broncos game, which was weird. And now the NFL has adjusted the schedule to accommodate eight teams. They're having to shuffle and move games around. Eight different teams, and that does include our beloved Broncos. Try to keep up with this. The week five game at New England that we were supposed to play this past weekend has now been moved to this Sunday. The week six game versus the Dolphins at Mile High Stadium has now been moved to week 11. And the week 11 game against the Chargers has been moved to week 8.
Which had been the Broncos' original
bye. Anyway, it's a mess.
Yeah, so basically they had to take the bye this week instead of next week, I think is what it boils down to.
Well, not next week. It was...
Or whatever it was.
This week, whatever.
They took their bye a week early so they could bump it.
This is all assuming that the NFL will be okay moving forward. But for now, at least, they're just trying to reschedule everything.
Can I ask you something? It's no secret. I'm not a sports guy, all right? I mean, if you want to talk four-wheel drive options on a 4Runner, I'll do that all day long.
Sure.
What's the purpose of a bye week?
Just to rest up their bodies.
A little R&R, basically?
Because it's a violent, violent sport. Okay. And they just feel like this way they'll give them at least a little bit. The Players Association has always lobbied to try to get a little bit more for their players.
Okay.
Fewer full pad practices, so there's less chance of injury.
Okay. Anyway. I figured it was just for a little R&R, but
a little
wasn't
break,
100%
man.
Sure.
Our Governor Polis, announced yesterday that he has extended the statewide mask mandate for another 30 days. What's interesting about this is the governor is kind of pointing fingers at the states all around us. And what he's saying is, we're not as bad as those guys. We're not as bad as those guys. And, I mean, he's right. Some of us, have you seen what's going on in some states?
Things are popping like crazy, I know.
Cool.
And it's, you know, we don't want to get where those states are. Also, a story coming out this morning. There's been a lot of back and forth on whether those neck gaiters actually work well as masks. I don't know if you're going to bring this up or not, Dom, but they said that they do work just as well as regular cloth face masks. About 2-3 weeks ago, we had a story about how they didn't work as well. Who knows? At least it's something.
Try something.
It's something.
Try something.
Please.
However, Colorado's rate of positive results and the number of hospitalizations continues to rise.
It's clicking up.
And then the last thing I have is a little bit of news for nerdish stuff for you. You might notice that when the weather gets colder and colder, you just have a more difficult time getting out of bed. And you could say, well, duh, it's because it's cold outside and the bed is warm. But it's not just that. A study is out finding that you can blame your brain, because essentially what's going on when the weather turns cold and the days are darker, you know, longer.
Yes.
Your brain, Jeremy, in a way, is kind of hibernating. And they say it takes more and takes longer for it to wake up.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have to feel like you're just a lazy slob. You can actually tell your
late.
Boss when you're late. It's science.
It's seasonal.
Right.
It's seasonal sleep.
So I just thought I'd put that out there now as we're starting to roll toward winter.
Oh, no.
What?
There's got to still be something about you're eating heavier meals, probably. You're cooking a little bit more. So you're eating a bigger dinner. You're lethargic. And then, yes, snuggling into bed where it's warm. You got more covers on. There's something to that, too.
I'm sure
not
that
just the
plays
sun.
in. I don't know about the bigger meals or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
As far as the warm bed, sure. But they say it's your brain. Your brain is shutting down.
Huh. All right.
Some people can't afford to have any more of their brain shut down. If you know what I mean.
You know what I'm saying? You know what we're talking about.
What else is true?
If you have kiddos, you're probably familiar with the elf on the shelf. It's the little Christmas elf that watches over your house. Make sure your kids are behaving during the holiday season. Well, Netflix scooped up the rights to some elf on the shelf content. This is a big move. They're working with the authors of the book to develop movies and TV shows, both live action and animated, all focused around the elf on the shelf. And you're now also going to have elf mates, which is friends, and elf pets. So expect those on toy shelves near you.
Boy, they will find a way to get your wallet and pry money out of it, won't they?
Rake in the cash with this, right?
The first time I ever really paid any attention to Elf on the Shelf is when I saw Gretchen had picked one up.
Yeah.
And she had it, because, you know, you're supposed to change it every day or
whatever. No, he does it himself. It's
right,
the magic
he changes every day.
Didn't you do it for your guys' stepdaughter?
For one.
Your stepdaughter?
I would.
You should.
No, but Gretchen, you got that. And the elf would, every time I went over to her house, would be in a different rude position.
That's the way you do it. That is the way you do it.
And I was like, are your kids? She goes, the kids don't know what that is.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Our elf on the shelf was the first year we had it last year. And I did the same thing. Not as naughty as she probably was doing, but the elf did have some magic when it came to pooping various candy treats out and waking up the next day and seeing, like, you know, little Hershey's Kisses and things like that. So, speaking of movies and entertainment, here's a quick little story. Disney is turning Space Mountain into a movie. No word on plot, actors, time frame, whatever yet, but they say it's going to be a family adventure based off that very popular ride. And I'm all for this.
I love the ride.
Dude, I love the ride. It's probably the best ride.
It's one of my all-time favorites. The guy who's going to be writing it is the guy who's writing for Disney Plus. He's doing the Obi-Wan Kenobi series for Disney Plus.
This should be pretty good.
So they've brought him in, so we'll see.
I got into a little heated debate this weekend with one of my neighbors over how fun Disneyland actually really is. He was very much Team Disney, and I was very much been there, done that.
Yeah.
Hashtag never again. So it was very heated.
It's interesting how there are some people who are passionate.
Just love it.
I mean, passionate about that theme.
I have a buddy that goes easily every 6 months. And he's grown-ass man, Dom.
Mm-hmm.
He just keeps going.
Well, it's the happiest place on earth, Jeremy.
Well, sure is, buddy. Speaking of staying happy, there's a new Dutch practice called cow hugging. It's a new wellness trend where people literally hug cows for hours. They say cows have a warmer body temperature, a slower heartbeat, and they're just mammoth in size. So you can actually go just lay on them, give them a hug, and I guess it's a very soothing experience.
How do the cows feel about this?
I don't know.
I mean, do the cows kind of...
I don't know. Cows, I think, are fairly calm, docile creatures, so I think they're probably fine with it. I told you a couple weeks ago, we have friends have horses at a horse rescue, and they had a therapy cow out there. And the kids were up there just loving on that cow, and he was just sitting there minding its own business. And
I wonder if the cow loves back. I wonder if it really enjoys. I ask this because...
Depends on how much milk comes out.
We all in our household love picking up and holding Niles the Weirdo, and he's just not into it. So it's all one-way love, and I'm wondering if it's the same way with the cow.
Move away from me. Anything else I want to tell you? Nah, let's even go ahead and do clickbait. Go to our Facebook page, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Two things you need to check out. One is a video of a dog that has gone viral because it's a dog that howls, but it sounds like a man that's howling.
So weird.
Let me give you just a taste of it. Yeah?
That's a dog.
Or Dom on his wedding night. I don't know. You make the decision. decision.
And
the second thing you need to check out is another video that's gone viral. It's a woman showing up to Target in a wedding dress and demanding that her fiance, who works there, marry her on the spot. And she's got like a little friend with her as a witness and a priest and hashtag fake.
Staged, right?
So staged. So that's on her Facebook. Check it out. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.